right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And you know the House Select Committee that is, uncovering what took place on January 6th, 2020, is continuing to dig into what actually took place. And, you know, it's not acceptable that Republicans say that this is a witch hunt and that, you know, they are doing this because of all the other things that are going on in the economy. The last time, if I recall rightfully, this happened long before the inflation that has beset our country and the rising gas prices. This was in place long before that even occurred. And so to somehow say that this is to try to cover up all the other things that are going on in the country, once again, misses the mark. And this is a bipartisan, situation that's going on. Bipartisan. You know, Liz Cheney, and it's hard for me, knowing who she is, knowing who her father is, and knowing the staunch, hardline conservative that Dick Cheney is, and knowing that he if there was a blood type, it would be Republican and conservative. That's who Dick Cheney is. He was as staunch a conservative and Republican that there's ever been. And so is his daughter. And yet she sees that there's something clearly wrong with the man that was once the president of the United States. I don't know, 45th president, I think he was. And she, even herself, as hard-lined conservative that she is, knows that there was something seriously wrong with that person and that there is something seriously wrong with him today. And so she risked her daddy's legacy to address what she knows is a serious, serious issue. And so what does she get? Other so-called conservatives now think that she's a turncoat. Why? Because she knows about the inherent dangers of Donald Trump. She knows it. And she's not going to be a part of that. Because you know why? Even though she is that staunch, hard-line conservative, she's a free thinker. She's not going to allow anybody to do thinking for her. And so she's standing with what's right. How come the rest of you can't stand with what's right? Why can't you see it through that prism? No, it's easy to go along with what's wrong. Man, who do we have on next, Sam?
Marcus is calling from Mequon.
Hey, Marcus, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
All right.
Let me first start, say, by Donald Trump left Joe Biden with a mess. End of story there. With that being said, the stock market and therefore the 401ks are having problems. I think what Biden should do is raise that minimum wage to $15 an hour and probably tax those who are, making double that for sure. And I think he needs to open the borders. And I had one more point. I can't recall what it was right now, but I'll think of it in a second.
While you're thinking about that, You know, he's not a monarch. He's not a king. The system that we live in, he can't.
I just think he should do the student debt cancellation.
Well, so let me say this. All of those things you said, if he was a king, he could say, yes, do it. But we live in a system where he can't do that, any of those things, on his own. You know, it's a democracy. And so there's the three forms of government, and all of them have to agree in order for those things to happen. So he can't unilaterally do any of those things. It would be nice if that was the case, but he can't.
So, but I don't see him pushing for those things.
Well, he can push for those things all he wants to. He did push for the student loan debt because he kind of erased some of it. But he only erased as much as he can himself. The rest of it has to go through Congress and Senate, and Congress, the Congress and Senate and government is just not working. Obama couldn't get things through either. You know, the last few years of his presidency, he was not, outside of the first couple of years, he couldn't get anything through. The Affordable Care Act was what got through. He got nothing else through because of divided government.
Well, what about the open borders? Biden could open up the borders a little bit more and let those who are suffering from other countries come and experience what we have.
So I would say to you that the government of the United States is hurting without those people, because we don't have people to fill the jobs that are open. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. So the business.
If those immigrants came across and were making $15 an hour, then I think that might solve a lot of the nation's problems. And the things I brought up are all the things that Biden ran on, and that's kind of why I voted for him.
Let me say this to you quickly before we go to a break, a hard break.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on. Biden would have, those things you are asking for, he tried to deliver. But who was to know that two Democrats said no? Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin said no. So they prevented Joe Biden from getting past what you and I and others wanted to see. It wasn't his fault. He tried to make it happen.
Which part? The border part or the $15 part?
Well, all of those things. Build Back Better. Build Back Better addressed all of those things, and it was stopped by two conservative Democrats. Hey, thank you very much for the call. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back. Baby, when you love me, I can't get enough. I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.